the broadcast, the biggest podcast in Vancouver, pretty much.
We participate in light misandry. Get out of here with that. Sexism. All of our societal structures are designed in ways to inherently prejudice women.
Coach's Corner was kind of like my bathroom break.
I don't like to be bamboozled.
I think it's amazing what you guys are doing. I mean, I'm having a lot of fun.
Hello and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Sam. I'm here with Georgia and Mallory, and we are doing a special, well, not special, we're just doing like an out of schedule episode. It's Monday, the day after the first round ended. So we are going to recap the first round and talk about our thoughts for the second round. Do we have any highs or lows this week?
I mean, probably both our high and our low is like how badly we and everybody else fucked up, like trying to predict everything happening. Like everybody, like we said, like the Kings like did not have a chance. Like they were not like, we're like, they're just happy to be there. And they're like, no.
We did say that Edmonton fucks around, to
that
be fair.
True. Yeah, we did. They do put Mike Smith in net.
And I do believe I said something about Jonathan Quick being good. And like he got better in the series. Mm.
But almost everything went to seven games, so.
But we actually, I think other than St. Louis, we predicted everything right. Because I think we all said the same thing, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
So actually, so we did are predict that. Geniuses. I take that back. I thought we
No, no, we did. We did, along with like most people, fuck up like how long the series would go. But we got there in the end.
We did pretty good.
Yeah, I think we did okay.
Did okay.
Listen, no one expected Dallas to do shit, okay? Not our fault.
I'm not sure Dallas did shit so much as Jake Ottinger did shit, but
that's like we do want to go backwards into this. We can talk about the game sevens and then we can go into okay. Well, a lot of game sevens. Latest one was last night, which was the like fully latest was the Calgary-Dallas Game 7, which went to overtime because Ottinger was playing out of his mind. And he's 23 also, which is a baby for a goalie. Like, normally in hockey, you start claiming people are old, like, as soon as they, I don't know,
can legally drink 24. In the States.
Yeah, as soon as they can drink in the States, you're like, they're kind of old, actually. But with goalies, that's not true. So, especially because a lot of goalies will play in college for a while. So he's a baby. And there were 129 shot attempts from Calgary.
It's batshit crazy.
I think he ended the first round with the best save percentage, I believe.
Well, I remember at one point looking at the shots and it was like, Calgary was at like 30 shots and Dallas was at like 10. Yeah.
I mean, I don't really like the way, like, this is not even fully, they do have a tendency to rely on their goalie a lot. Like, and then I was talking even about how, like, in recent memory, the most, like, goalie standing on their head for a loss was the Ben Bishop multiple overtimes, just going crazy for Dallas. Mm-hmm. But I also think that Dallas does play, like, a very, like, weird form of hockey. Like, they just don't take that many shots or whatever, and it's... So I didn't want them to win just because I don't... Like, I wanted Ottinger to have a nice time, but I didn't want them to win because I didn't want to have to watch them for another round.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but that was absolutely crazy. Johnny Gaudreau ended up scoring in overtime, and it was incredible. Honestly, like... Noah Hanifin had a really good attempt also in overtime that like would have gone through had it not been Jake Ottinger was going crazy. Yeah.
Congrats to the entire Kachuk family.
The entire series. Oh yeah. The Kachuk family.
Having a time.
Have just been traveling, having a great time.
I actually love it so much.
It's so cute.
It's just like fun. I feel like there's probably some like hardcore fans or like the ones that yell at Sam all the time. Like, How dare you be the captain of the Ottawa Senators and wear a Calgary Flames jersey? How dare you? Blah, blah, blah.
After whatever. They scored in overtime, I saw a very cute video of Brady Kachuk taking a child that had a a Matthew Tkachuk jersey and putting him on his shoulders, which is incredible. It's just a kid out of the stands.
Well, and after the game, apparently he was like tossing shirts in the square, and someone asked.
He was doing that like in the middle of the.
Yeah, and someone asked Matt Tkachuk if he'd seen like videos of it. He was like, no, but I think his exact words were, he's been on quite the tear since the season ended, so I'm not surprised. And love it was it. Like said so dryly. I enjoyed it.
Get Quinn there ASAP. Come on.
Let's get the entire extended Tkachuk family.
He was at one of the like NBA playoff games or whatever. He was at the 76ers Raptors game, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, like in the first round or whatever. So like just, I mean, I was going to say fly him to Alberta. That's not exactly fun, but like, come on.
Absolutely. We also did an interview in that, in a Matthew Tkachuk friendship tour shirt, which we should note the Calgary Flames organization ripped off friend of the podcast, Mike Vail, and the Scorch Stack. That's like true. They but came up
also,
with that.
He also
they
made has a shirt. A rat king shirt. He has a Matthew Tkachuk Rat King shirt as well.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. So we should actually, let's talk about what's upcoming. I know we're going crazy. We're not following any structure. Battle of Alberta. Matthew Tkachuk just terrorizing. Or I should say, as Erickson's Burner rightfully pointed out, we have the Battle of Florida and then the Battle of Canadian Florida. It's happening.
That's amazing.
With Alberta. Matthew Tkachuk will, I'm sure, victimize some people in the series. And maybe David
one of my
will
favorite
show
things-
some more emotion.
Is Matthew Tkachuk does really seem committed to trying to get McDavid to fight him. Like, he really wants McDavid to fight him, which, like, is a very good strategy because it would obviously take him out of the game. But, like, it's truly incredible. Also, the LA Kings Edmonton series went to 7, and that was something that we saw coming. But
We definitely saw Troy Stetcher scoring in multiple games.
Yes.
We definitely
saw. Well, Cody Ceci got the game-winning goal and also the series-winning goal.
It's a crime against hockey.
Incredible. Incredible stuff.
It just shows up that ex-Ottawa Senators just really like to show up.
Shows that what you need
when
to
they're not playing
to have
for Ottawa
on your team. And that's actually what's going to get... I don't know. Would having Cody Ceci on your team or having Brady Tkachuk cheering for you, which will win out?
Brady Tkachuk cheering for you.
Good. Branson was a sin for a hot second. So he's on the Flames.
There are also a lot of ex-Leafs in this series.
There are
also Cody Ceci once again.
Yeah.
Zach Hyman,
Leafs legend. Yeah.
Tyson Berry. Well, actually, they're all Oilers.
Those are all Oilers, but if you watched any of the LA Kings Oilers series, which had Canucks legends Edler and
Stetcher
obviously
after game two.
What?
Troy didn't play the first two games.
Yes,
they might have won if he did.
They might have. That is true.
1,000% accurate statement right there. It was a weird series, but it was kind of fun to watch.
Also, they were in dire straits and had to whip out the McDry line, which actually the like Yamamoto McDavid Drysdale line is incredibly fun. And I understand like you want the 1-2 punch, but like it's really fun to
just
have Drysdale and McDavid on the same line. Like, it's really fun.
I also, like, Drysdale got injured partway through the series. He has, like, some ankle injury. And in game 6, he looked not good. It looked tough. And even in the first, like, the start of game 7, it looked tough. He just, like, looked really uncomfortable on the ice. And yet, that's what happens when you're, like, that good at hockey.
Yeah.
You're just that good. I will say, Connor in game 7, literally the most emotion I've ever seen out of that man.
Yeah.
It's like more emotion than his entire life combined.
Imagine if he keeps winning series. we might see like human emotion, like the human spectrum of emotion from him as the stakes get higher.
It's possible.
If anyone's going to bring it out of him, it's going to be Matthew Tkachuk. So
that's true.
Oh, I was thinking for like emotions, like other than rage. So
Georgia looks skeptical.
I've never seen him look anything except for taciturn.
Okay, well, I would like to see him express joy, but I also am unhealthily attached to him. So
what do you think would have happened?
How many photos of him do you have on your phone now?
Okay.
He registers as
that
a
many,
person.
But my Google Photos does recognize him as like one of my like most recent things. And it's like, I've never, these are all just ones I saved.
Like, it's like, you know how you're like the five recognizable faces or whatever?
Yeah.
What do you think would have happened if Edmonton lost that series?
He would have committed seppuku.
Genuinely, because like, obviously the coach is not like, he's an interim coach or whatever. So they could just like fire him and get rid of him, but like, what would they do with the team? Like, that's what I never understand with Edmonton's, like, how do you fix it? Like, there's goaltending is eternally an issue, and then their defense, and it's like, what are you gonna do? Oh well, they won the series, so we don't actually have to think about that.
Who do you think's gonna win Battle of Alberta?
Or do you want to say predictions till the very end?
No, that's fine. I think Calgary's going to win, but that's just because I have more trust in Markstrom than I do Mike Smith.
I mean,
yeah. I don't think that's like a
controversial.
That's a very.
I think Calgary in six.
I think it'll go seven. Calgary show, like, against Dallas, they had some shaky.
Yeah.
So I could see it going seven. Also, like, I just wanted to go seven just for fun.
I could see it going seven. I'm not committed to six. I think/hope Calgary wins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want Calgary to win. Mel.
I just want to see how wild the Tkachuks can get with each passing round.
Yes.
I think Calgary in six. Yeah.
Okay. Other game sevens, Rangers also into overtime.
Also another insane goalie performance.
Yeah, I didn't watch much of this series, so I don't know if you guys have anything to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, the Rangers, like, I guess a big thing kind of, which also kind of felt like the same thing with the Oilers series, which is weird because, like, obviously, but like, it kind of felt like the Rangers and both and Edmonton were kind of like getting on their like playoff footing and like were against like obviously like Stanley Cup winners, like, I mean, like,
yeah
Kopitar and like then like Crosby or whatever, like, you know, it's like that they're like they had their baseline people that had already been that had won cups and stuff, and so they were like already kind of prepared. I kind of felt like they were on the back foot in that same thing, which mm-hmm. kind of I feel like led them going to seven, even yep. though it seemed like it was an obvious better team. Mm-hmm. The Rangers are very young, and also the big thing with the Rangers was Panarin didn't really step up in the series. I mean, he scored the overtime game seven goal, so I can't be like Panarin wasn't around, but he really wasn't. He wasn't a huge mm-hmm. character in it. So Igor was really their saving grace, obviously. And Crosby may or may not have another concussion.
Jesus.
Which is very bad.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So.
Bad news, Bears. It does mean that we get Tony D'Angelo versus his former team because they're playing Carolina. It'll be quite interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I hope someone punches him, but
again.
I did not watch that much of the series, but the like periods that I did watch, I was like, why am I not watching more of the series? Like, it was good.
Mm.
My only comment is Mott Girl Summer continues to live.
That is true. Tyler Mott killing it.
Reigns Eternal.
If we're going to segue into talking about how Carolina is going to play the Rangers. Carolina did win against Boston in 7. And very much the high point of the series for everyone was, one, Brad Marchand called Tony D'Angelo racist. And then also the Garden was chanting racist at Tony D'Angelo, which is very much like the calls coming from inside the house, guys. Like, every single one of you go home and like sit down at your dinner table next to Tony D'Angelo. Like, I don't, what's happening here? But it was still great to experience. I mean, very pleasant, but.
I mean, we haven't talked about this, but like that whole game was just Tony D'Angelo just having a full on fucking meltdown. Like, he just completely melted down. Cause even at the end of the game, when he threw a stick at Marchand, and then like his explanation for it was so stupid. It was just like, I'd rather not see the puck go in the net. So I threw my stick. Like, you are a child. Which is in fact what he is.
I also thought the part of the clip where Marchand's calling him a racist over and over again, if you watch to the very end, he like turns to the ref and goes, he is. And it's so funny.
Oh man. Hope the Rangers win, I guess. I don't think they are, but go Rangers.
Time for Tyler Mott to come alive.
I think they could do it. I think Shesterkin could goalie the Canes.
Oh, I think they could do it. What you were saying, Mara, is interesting because it probably does take like a minute to get your kind of footing in a series. So when you get to the second round, like, teams are a little bit more settled or whatever. And then obviously, but you have a new opponent, but I think this one's gonna go long too. I think we're in for a fucking long playoffs. unless you're Colorado. But even then, well, we'll talk about their series, but I don't know. I like that every series so far has had like an interesting storyline. I think that's good for the NHL. It's kind of illustrating that maybe there's some kind of way to, I mean, not that the NHL is actually like doing this. This is just people online basically, but like there's some intrigue to every series, which is kind of fun, and like some good rivalries and stuff. And I think part of that is just like the renewed kind of format, but also, you know, members of the Rangers punched Tony D'Angelo for being a dick. So it'll be fun. Should we talk about the Leafs? That was honestly felt bad. They outplayed Tampa in that game. And I fully expected that.
I totally agree.
To tie the game. It just felt, I know it was really weird because after seeing the like offensive time spent or like offensive zone time or whatever broken down, and then even the shots and stuff, like it felt like it just did not tell the actual tale of the game, because it felt like the Leafs like were outplaying them. It was just, yeah, I felt, I guess in my eyes, like they were outplaying them offensively, but then I guess Tampa was just held it down enough. And then if you're a Leafs fan, I'm sure you're like getting upset about the fucking penalty calls and stuff, but that was literally just, yeah, that was, it was weird.
It's like
weird
very
game.
Much proof. If you believe in curses, it is proof there is a curse. Like, there is no actual real reason they should have lost that series, other than just like the gods laughing at Leafs fans.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I think George is right. Like, I was surprised they didn't tie the game. I was surprised they weren't leading. Like, I was surprised they didn't win that game, to be honest. I thought they might have a chance. I thought that they were going to do it. And I think the funniest thing about like the post game discourse is like everyone who's like, haha, the Leafs are going to leaf again. I was like, they didn't actually leaf this year. Like, they actually did in fact play a good series. The players that they're paying to show up showed up. It just
didn't fall hell.
It happens, right? Like, you could literally be the best team in the league at the end of the season. You have a 22% chance of winning the cup. Like, it's, this is maybe the one and only series where I felt like they actually showed up and played the way they needed to win, and they just didn't win.
Yeah.
But it's funnier to be like, haha, the Leafs are leaving.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also like, because the other thing is, okay, so this is one series, but then if you look at it in the broader context, like the fact that they've lost 10 straight elimination games, like that's not good. Like, that's really bad. You think like, okay, at some point they learn from
this
it.
Is like, I will some say Minnesota like, Twins levels.
Yeah, exactly. But it's also like, okay, so Nick Paul's second goal was, I mean, it was really good for him, but it was kind of like, it was a crazy play. Like they didn't lose because they completely collapsed. They lost because they just couldn't get anything past Vasilevsky, which is tough. And really like the up and down nature of the series, like if there's anything that they can kind of be upset about is that Vasilevsky wasn't great in the beginning of the series, and they should have like capitalized on that. But in the last two games, it was pretty much like just a battle of wills, and Tampa ended up winning it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's, yeah, it was tough. And then the Braden Point stuff, like, why the fuck did they let that man back on the ice? He was like,
that was so brutal.
Sobbing on the bench. Like, I understood he wanted to sit there and watch the rest of the game, like be involved, whatever. But like, oh my God, he looked like, anyway, now he's day to day, of course, because it's the NHL.
So. Well, and they said he's highly unlikely for game one, right?
Yeah.
Highly doubtful or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see anyone burning their Leafs jerseys. So, I mean, growth.
I actually feel like this is almost a worse way to lose. Like, I feel like the Leafs fan reactions I saw this year were way more measured. Like, they weren't like, fuck this team. Because I think genuinely this time they actually looked good. Like, yeah, they were actually in the series and could have won it. Like, they didn't just not show up.
Sloan, not a fan.
I was like, I don't like this. I don't want this.
I mean, it's good that Sloan's not a Leafs fan, but I do feel bad for them. And I don't want to like actually feel bad for them. And I'd also, it's not like a consolation or anything when you just lost a series, like to be like, well, you should be proud, but like, it wasn't humiliating. And
it wasn't the, like the Bruins series.
Yeah.
Where they like were up by a fucking lot and then totally collapsed. Like,
exactly.
Tampa's a really good team, as evidence.
That being said,
won two cups.
Everyone thinks that my Miami Meow Meows are going to be destroyed by the Lightning.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, they did not look great in the Washington series. Another one where we thought that it was going to be like an easy, like, I guess like just Washington's just their eighth seed.
Yeah.
But they hung around a lot more. I mean, they took care of them in six at least. But I think that once again, I think that Florida hadn't won a series in like the Cap era, I believe.
Yeah, they hadn't won since 96,
which is the year I was born.
Yeah. That is some Kansas City Royals shit right there.
Exactly. Literally. But I honestly, Braden Point's going to be gone, hopefully for the whole series. But hopefully for the whole series for his own health, and also because I want Florida to win, the Panthers to win. They're both Florida. But I think that they can start actually like linking up and doing well. I really do. I really think that just everybody needed to get into the groove of things.
Yeah. And well, and also like shout out to what's now looking like, or not, I guess it has always looked like, but like Giroux came up big in the moments that mattered, which is obviously what you want for like your rental players. And Yeah, I'm happy for him. I don't like, I liked the idea, or kind of, we all expected Tampa to beat Toronto. I don't expect them to beat Florida. I think it'll be a good series, but I think Florida can push through, especially if Braden Point's not there. Like, that's a massive loss. I think they can do it.
I also think they can do it. I just don't think you get through the season with as dominant a performance as the Panthers did and then just fold. Like, yeah. I know they didn't look great against the Caps, but I don't know. I feel like there's something about the in-state rivalry that will maybe make them.
And also just like winning a playoff series. Like, I'm sure that gives you some, that gives you some confidence. And like, maybe also, that was
Flex Chain.
God.
Maybe I'm not joking.
I know. I saw. And like, maybe that was like a little bit of an albatross. You never know. And it's just like, can catapult them on. So yeah, I mean, I'm excited for that series. I think it'll be fun to watch. So I think Florida will win. I know everyone's picking the Lightning, but you know what? Fuck the Lightning.
Absolutely. Fuck the Lightning.
Like, who do we have left?
Our last one is the
Colorado
in St. Louis. We even talked about them.
Entirely unsurprisingly, Colorado swept the Preds.
Yeah.
Really, like, congrats for showing up.
I'm sure that like,
like, Daryl Sutter's like prediction was entirely accurate. Like, what's the point in playing Colorado? It's a waste of 5 days.
Yeah. I mean, I wanted the Preds to win a game because I thought it would be incredibly funny for Matt Duchene to get eliminated in Colorado, but getting swept is also pretty good.
Yeah. And like, without UC Saros, like, sorry.
Connor Ingram was really good. Like, for somebody who just came in as a backup and like was completely unexpected, Connor Ingram put in a really good performance for the Preds.
I think the Preds are in such an interesting position now too. Like, they're kind of that weird team where they're like, peak is over. And so like, what are they, but they still have really good players, but like, what do they do? Like, they're in that kind of weird tweener situation where it's like, they don't exactly like rebuild, but they're not good enough, as evidenced by the fact that they got shit kicked by Colorado. So it's like, what do you do? And then also, David Poile's been there like for most of our lives. He's been their GM. So like, what do you do? Like, how do you change it? Because they're not good enough. And so can you rebuild on the fly in the cap era? Like, I don't really know, but you got to do something because like, that's, you're not good enough. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. And like, David Poile's not afraid of making big trades. So we shall see. We shall see what happens. I said this off air, but like, I claimed that I was going to be a Minnesota Wild fan, and then I didn't watch a single game of their series. So did you guys watch any of it?
This is why they lost.
Why they lost. Actually, I think I watched like 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, that's, you tried. Mm-hmm. St. Louis was just literally the better team. Like, St. Louis was clowning on them essentially. Like, I don't know. And then honestly, they put in Fleury in the elimination game, and I think that was a bad choice. I think they should have put in Cam Talbot. But then you learn. And
I really need more than anything, more than any other series, all that I want is for Colorado to just victimize Jordan Binnington.
Okay, they literally are not even starting Binnington. So
they aren't.
A new point.
I think no.
He played the last few games in the Minnesota series.
It's been hit or miss of who they're starting though.
Yeah.
But I feel like they won't be starting Binnington. So I don't think that it'll happen.
He has like the second highest save percentage.
Yeah, he was actually the reason they won the last game against Minnesota.
Okay, so, well then, as we all know, I hate Colorado and I don't want them to win, but I don't know who can beat them at this point, so.
I mean, I think
literally, also, like, my hatred of Colorado is literally nothing other than just me being a hater. Like, I do. Also, I'm going to become a very staunch Red Wings fan just because I hate Colorado.
That's totally fair. But I think it would be deeply hilarious for Nazem Kadri to score like multiple hat tricks against Jordan Binnington, just for multiple reasons.
Yes.
All the reasons.
Yes.
I think that would be
all the reasons.
Highly entertaining.
See?
Also,
another
because, like,
great narrative. That
surely
we have
Jordan Binnington's going to try to pretend fight Kadri again. What are your predictions for the St. Louis Colorado series? Sloan wants to make a prediction.
Colorado in six. No, wait, I will say, here's the thing. Like, okay, I think Colorado's going to win. But as I've said, I said in our last episode where we talked about hockey, not the one where we talked about soccer, which everyone should listen to because it was really good. It would be deeply funny for a St. Louis Calgary matchup, because what would the Kachucks do?
That is true. What would the Kachucks do? So actually, that's why we need the Blues to win.
It would be deeply funny, except I would unalive myself. So
we need to do this because my dad is kind of a Blues fan. He's not really that passionate of one, so I don't really think he really cares.
I'm going to say Colorado in five.
I feel like that's a very fair assessment. I'm just not willing to face reality, and so I have no comment.
Colorado hasn't made it out of the second round in, like, the same way
that
the Leafs haven't made it out of the first round, so anything is possible, but it will be, like, deeply depressing if this Colorado team gets eliminated in the second round again. Hilarious.
I would love to
but
see
entertaining
it.
And sad.
I did get to the point during the Toronto Tampa series where I thought it'd be deeply funny if Toronto made it to the finals and then lost to Colorado just so Nazem Kadri could have like a victory tour. It'd be so good. Are we who did we all predict would go to the finals? I think I said Calgary Tampa.
Oh,
so I'm still on
Wild.
Fire.
Oh yeah, you said the Wild. I said the Wild because you bullied me out of saying Colorado, saying that I was going with the two number one picks.
You literally said
with
Colorado, Florida.
I said Colorado, Florida.
Well, I was doing it using some thinking, but then I changed it to the Wild because I got bullied out of it. I don't know. Let's see how my bracket's doing.
I said Tampa, Calgary, which is still on fire, except for the fact that I picked Florida to beat Tampa. So,
okay. So I definitely also, even in my bracket, I did put Minnesota. So that's going to be an L for me. But everything
honestly,
else is good. Everything else is fine.
St. Louis and Minnesota are two teams people don't remember exist. So it's not our fault that we picked wrong because they're not actual teams.
Okay. It is a problem because people are against the Midwest. So I should be at least repping them. But...
Oh man. Okay. Before we go, we should mention the fact that like a bunch of hirings and firings have occurred, including Pete DeBoer got fired by Vegas.
I found that deeply hilarious because they probably should have never fired Gerard Gallant in the first place.
Accurate. Lou Lamoriello fired Barry Trotz.
Without consulting anyone, apparently.
I mean, he also said it would never even occur to him to do that, to like consult anyone.
Just, yeah.
Somebody had tweeted about, this was around like when like Elon Musk was claiming he was going to buy Twitter, which I don't know where that's in its development, but they were saying if they had Elon Musk money, they would buy like a hockey team and be absurdly hands-on and the ownership that everyone would hate. And I agree, that would be me. And I feel like that's also the entire Islanders dude who was faking and tried to buy it.
Because this
is just me on an ADHD like brain.
Yes, a classic
random worm. But anyway, Lou Lamoriello firing was very funny.
Yeah, Bruce Boudreau resigned. They did. So the Islanders did hire some dude. Lane Lambert, I think, which honestly sounds like a contestant on like American Idol.
It's because of Adam Lambert.
Oh yeah, that's true. That is true. Who else? What else happened? Anything else? I can't remember.
In WAG news, I don't know if anyone else saw, but Tyler Seguin and Kate Kirchhoff are not in fact broken up. There was a birthday post. He posted her on his Instagram stories.
Wow.
Not good enough for grid.
Yeah, that's tough.
We do need to discuss Wag Jackets.
We need to do
all of them are ugly.
See, the Oilers ones are so bad.
Though. Oilers ones are so ugly, and you can tell that Lauren Kyle one was the one to do it because everyone was too scared of her, and they were like, okay, you're gonna lock me in your like marble basement prison if I don't agree, because the font choice only looks good with McDavid, and every other font
so
looks
funny.
Every other last name looks bad, but McDavid looks good. And she was like, "We're gonna use this font," and they're like, "Yes, Lauren, yes, yes, okay." They're so ugly. They're like orange, like an orange, like houndstooth print almost. And then they have like this like old English like thing on the back, and they're really ugly. Flames Wag Jackets are also super ugly. They're like weird white leather with fringe, and then have
also
like,
had red ones though, right? I just saw
the Zatarain's wag, whoever, I don't know if it's his wife or his girlfriend, but posted it, and it was like weird. And then like also the like number was like kind of like the graffiti spray paint like gradient from red to yellow. They're really ugly.
They also
we could like tweet
red
references of what these are, because they also have red ones apparently. Pittsburgh Wags one, they were ugly. They were looked like nothing. I actually like Florida's. Florida's are really good. I can't they're cute. Let me see what they were. I can't remember off the top of my head. I just remember liking them. Minnesota's looked like Blazers and were not cute.
The Leafs ones weren't great either. They were like oversized. I don't know what they were. All I know is that Tessa Virtue didn't wear hers, and it was deeply.
I actually was very oh my gosh, actually they're very cute. Okay, so they're like leather jackets, but kind of like blazery ones. And they also have like a fake like Fendi like logo on them, like the F, which is funny. And then it has the like Time to Hunt and the Florida Panther, and then it has like their designated man's name on the sleeve, but they're cute. And the Avs ones are like kind of like bombers, and they're okay. I don't know. They kind of have like, they're like reddish, maroonish, and they have glitter. I was actually legitimately thinking about, I feel bad for whoever was in charge for the Vegas Wag Jackets, and they had to sit there and then just throw them all out.
Probably just use them for Emily, what's her face's?
I think they use them for the bachelorettes.
Oh, did
yeah,
they?
They had a joint bachelorette party.
But they also did a Vegas Golden Knights Wags bachelorette party. It was like, yeah, it was her, Shea Theodore's fiance, and there was a third person. I can't remember.
Okay. Well, at the end of the season, because I was actually feeling bad about how much effort they put into this. And then we're just like, never mind. Sorry.
At the end of the season, the Canucks did a bunch of engagement parties too, which was kind of funny, which reminded me that, oh my God, I can't even remember his name now. The guy who they got from Dallas. Oh my God, what's
his name? Gordy Ben?
No. They traded
Jason
a third
round pick.
Yes, that reminded, like, that's the only reason I remember that Jason Dickinson was on the team, because they were doing like engagement parties, and it was Lexi and his fiance. I was like, oh.
Okay.
He's on the team. Anyway.
We need to do our stars.
Yeah, we need to do our three stars.
Okay. Three stars. My star is Brady Tkachuk, who is an icon, a legend. He is the captain of your Ottawa Senators, and he is here to support his friends, which is honestly way more fun than playing in the playoffs. Literally, he's just traveling around supporting his friends. Also, I love it when he wears a jersey backwards, because he's supporting truly the name on the front, not the logo on the back. Anyway, he's great. And I hope that Keith's actual favorite son, Quinn, comes to some games.
I don't know who my star is. I guess my star is, I'm just going to give it to All the great moments of women in the stands that we saw in the first round, which included the girl in Pittsburgh pushing her boyfriend away from kissing her. And then 2 days later, they got engaged at the arena, which is deeply funny. And also,
I think she maybe took it back after. Like, she said yes so as not to embarrass
also
him.
Also, the girl, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It was in an empty arena. Exactly. But then the girl in Dallas, a legend behind the bench.
Yeah, exactly. I think that if you are going and you have behind the bench things, you should be whipping out your push-up bra. And yeah, exactly.
Honestly, Dallas. Dallas.
Good for her.
Also, the home of the infamous hockey loving homo shirt behind the bench. It's kind of fun. I like it. It also happened in another game, and now I can't remember what it was.
It was also another in Texas.
There was another girl who, like, kind of rejected a guy.
Oh.
So honestly, it was a win for the girls. Congrats to them. Let's keep that energy up in the second round.
My star of the week is Tessa Virtue for, once again, refusing to wear a WAG jacket because she is not the WAG in their relationship. Morgan Riley is the WAG in their relationship. And I think she should just refuse to wear one until he has, like, I tweeted this. She should refuse to wear one until he has as many Stanley Cups as she has gold medals, which is never going to happen. So.
He's very good.
That will never happen. Nice.
George has to go. Sloan has lots to say. I do have to work later. I don't really have that much to do, though.
But thanks for joining us, and we will see you next week with more thoughts.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.